Professor John Dewar, Vice-Chancellor of La Trobe University, and the Honourable Sharon Bird, Minister for Higher Education and Skills, have officially launched three new Bendigo campus buildings designed to assist La Trobe University and the local community meet future educational needs. Built at a total cost of $75.9 million, the La Trobe Rural Health School building, Hillside Apartments and Nancy Long Dining Hall represent a sizeable investment in Bendigo by La Trobe University as well as the Australian and Victorian governments. Professor Dewar says that the new buildings will help students study in regional areas.
Talking to the students here today, how important the teaching we offer here is for them, that physically we are here, that they don't have to go to the city, and indeed we're attracting some students from the city to come and study in Bendigo because they prefer to be here than in the metropolitan area. But it's not just about the programs, it's also about the accommodation. And one of the things that you very quickly learn when you walk around the accommodation facilities here is how much they mean to students. The students love it. And they love having a tightly knit community here on campus, a supportive environment of fellow students. All of this, the new building, the new teaching facilities and the new accommodation are part of a really important package for students.
After officially launching the new buildings, Professor Dewar and Minister Bird were treated to a guided tour, witnessing firsthand the training that La Trobe Rural Health School students are undertaking in brand new state-of-the-art simulation spaces and problem-based learning rooms.
The students here were just so enthusiastic about what they're doing. Nearly all of them that I spoke to, only one came from Melbourne, had seen the light and come out of the city out to the regions, but all the others were local young people and they were really keen to get their professions under their belt and work in their local communities. Doing paramedic work, doing occupational health work with the people with disabilities or aged care services, all aspects of skills that are going to grow in demand, so a great future for them.
Professor Jane Farmer, head of the La Trobe Rural Health School, says that she is proud of the work that has gone into the new buildings.
It's been such a journey to see these buildings and the students really enjoying them and the student feedback, which is, the students just love these spaces. And the staff who've got so much dedication and commitment is just a very, very proud and moving moment. And it's great for the community.
Years of strong, steady growth in Bendigo's medical and educational sectors is encouraging the university to aspire even higher at its second largest campus.
Our vision for Bendigo, as we spell out in the Future Ready strategic plan, is that Bendigo has the potential to become a great university city. And that means a number of things. It means continuing to push for outstanding facilities such as the ones that we've opened here today. It means continuing to expand the programs we offer here. And it means, in particular, bringing iconic programs to Bendigo that we don't offer anywhere else. We already have things like dentistry and pharmacy, which are unique to this campus. But we believe that with the suite of allied health programs we already offer, that the logical next step in realising that great university city vision is to have a medical school here as well.
A medical school will complement the existing La Trobe Rural Health School, which specialises in teaching and research in a wide range of allied health fields.